Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Delaney Koo Wheeler, and welcome, y'all. This is going to be a great show. Tonight's show is brought to you by Betting Bass, making little baby bass since beginning that bass were around. So simple as that. This is the Bedbuster Show, y'all. And I really would like for y'all to call in. The number is 714-816-4727. The reason is I want to hear y'all's opinions on this. And it's really important because I posted on the Facebook page. And if you don't know about the Facebook page for Kayak Fishing Radio, you're wrong. So go in there. All right. Check it out. I need y'all to let me know what you think and, you know, say, hey, you know, Mark Wheeler is awesome sauce approved. Link to live broadcast, please. Working on it, y'all. Give me 1 second. okay, give me a second. Hang on. Getting there. Yep. There we go. Okay. Give it a second for everyone to catch up. Again, that's number 714-816-4727. All right. I just lost my train of thought, y'all. Thanks. But, yeah, I want opinions. I asked a question on Facebook basically asking, what is your opinion on it? And I got a lot of great replies. It was Yak Angler. A lot of great replies and a lot of things I want to, a lot of myths is the best way to put it, I'm going to dispel tonight. And it's something that drives me insane because people just don't know. But we will fix that. We will get you set and ready to go. And, yeah, should be a great show. My co-host tonight is the one, the only, Mr. Chip Gibson, who's going to be running the chat room, help me out there. Thank you, Chip. Probably pushing buttons, too, and jumping in every so often. But for right now, he's going to say hello. Hello, Chip.
Hello. Hello, Chip.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just enjoying the good weather, waiting for the weekend. I'm going to go out and catch some fish.
So,
I'm going to catch a fish. And then we got tax camp in 2 weeks, so.
Nice. We went from what? I know up here we went from literally 30 degrees to 80 degrees. You know, 40, 50, you know, 40s, if that. Even, not even 50. All the way to 80 degrees in less than 24 hours. It is great. It's like spring decided to show up and be like, hey, what's going on, y'all? You know, it was awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
But I do have to say one thing, boondoggle. That's all I got to say, boondoggle. All right, folks, that's the end of the show.
Boondoggle, and we'll be making some confirmations tomorrow night and talking about how you'll do the registration and all that stuff. So it's actually in part of the new app. Our new app functions that we just put out. If you don't have our app for iPhone or Android, you can get it from either iTunes or Google Play. It's free. And it has a calendar on there. So you just push the button, hit the calendar, and it says Boondoggle, October. And it has the 11th, right? And then you can just hit that and add it to your calendar. It's really cool.
There you go. That's awesome. I haven't even played with that new stuff yet. I'm still working on all that, but
all right, I'm going to go back to
pushing
buttons.
All right, push buttons. All right, y'all. So you heard that tomorrow night, which is Thursday night, original show with the one, the only, Chip the Trader Gibson. It's the Boondoggle release show, best way to put it. So you're going to want to be there. Again, we'll be talking about betting bass. Please call in. Trust me, you're going to want to call in tonight. Little hint, hint, wink, wink, y'all. Okay? Again, the number is 714-816-4727. I'd like to give a shout-out to my personal sponsors, Orca Coolers, Unfair Lures, Jackson Kayak, Tommy Head Jigs, Bull Bay Rods. All right. got anyone. Oh, okay. Those five little ones, yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, have a simple word from my Awesome Sauce Approved sponsors and also those that support Kai Fishing Radio, and, well, we support them too. So with that being said, we will be right. Yeah, let's do that one. We will be right back. Wrong soundbite. It'll work. We'll be right back with more Low Sodium Show only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Golly.
Give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
All right, folks, we're back playing around with some sound bites tonight. But as I said before, this is the Bedbuster Show. And y'all, call in, please. hint, hint, wink, wink. 714-816-4727. Okay. So simple like this. We'll talk about the ethics of once people start calling in on the ethics and your opinions on bed fishing bass, or bed fishing anything, really. You know, after the bass come the bluegill. After the bluegill come, like, walleye in the rivers and smallmouth before largemouth and all that other happy hoo-ha-ha. So I want you all's opinion. We'll have a little round table. And then I'm going to explain some of the myths while we're waiting for people to call in. And I asked on yakangler.com, basically, do you fish the pre-spawn, okay? Or do you fish the spawn? Do you fish them on beds? And I got a lot of different answers, you know, from I'll fish the deeper water to, you know, only if there's a tournament, to never, you know, and everything else in between. And the big one that we're going to talk about is fishing deep. I had one guy say he only fishes around wood and in deep water. And I'm going to just step in here and just say this. Okay, fishing deep is all fine and good. You know, blind casting and working wood piles and stuff like that. The only issue that you have when doing that is that that's where the big girls lay their eggs. That's where they like. Granted, the shallows are nice, but if it's a decent lake, okay, and you've got wood there, somewhat deep, it's getting a lot of likes, it's, you know, facing the southern sky, and it's protected from currents and, you know, runoffs and everything else, that's where the big girl's going to lay her eggs. That's where the old, you know, the old ones, the smart ones are going to lay their eggs. Okay, that's where the big bucks are going to be. Okay? So when you're hooking on that big bass, you're going, yeah, you take a picture and you take forever, you're ruining that big girl's chances, okay? I see it all the time. It is really... It just drives me nuts. I'm not fishing the beds. Well, you just caught a bed bass. Look at his tail. It's all tore up. Okay? It's one of the biggest misconceptions. If you are sitting there and you're fishing, okay, around any piece of stump or wood that is sitting on the bottom, it's not off the bottom, but it's on the bottom, you can probably count two or three, especially on a laydown, you're going to count two, maybe three, bass beds on that stump. It's a great, great spot to look for bass if you do fish them on the beds. Personally, I fish them on the beds all the time. Okay, I'll admit it. I'm a bed fishing freak. I love fishing for them on beds. It is a humongous challenge. It is sight fishing. You know, I don't screw around. I'm using heavy-duty tackle. I'm hitting them, bringing them in, taking a quick picture, dropping them back in, and saying thank you. Okay? Unless I'm fishing a tournament. Okay? And I go, oh, someone just yelled in and kicked me off the chat room. Unless I'm fishing a tournament, then I hate to say it, but that bed's going to get destroyed. If it's between a bass and my paycheck, my paycheck's going to win out every time. Be mad at me, hate me, log off, whatever, but that's the God's honest truth right there. And, you know, if you're a recreational bass angler, good on you for not wanting to fish the beds. But it's my livelihood, y'all, period, end point. And you'll find the guys that are on the bass tours and stuff like that feel the same way. During spawn, they barely ever fish for them if they're recreational fishing. Or if they're pre-fishing, they're just marking them on their GPS to come back and get them. Simple as that. So that's my opinion on it. And again, folks, I don't have a chat room anymore. So you're going to have to call in, period, end point. Whatever reason, just dropped on me there, Chippo. So, yeah, call in 714-816-4727.
Just hit the chat button again. Tell it to launch the chat again, and it'll put you back on.
All right, let me see what I can do here.
Multitask, man. You can talk and push buttons. Come on.
Dude, trust me, if I wish I could, man. Oh, speaking of Jaws, how many of y'all have seen that video of that, I guess it's a white shark? Or, you know, shark in general. Absolutely staring homeboy without the PFD on. We've all seen the pictures. The video just came out. I don't know about y'all, but there would definitely be a brown stain on that kayak seat. Absolutely awesome video. I love stuff like that. As I was saying, so, Chip, quick question, man. People just not want to talk to me tonight? Trust me, y'all. Call in, please.
You've only been on for 10 minutes, man. Come on.
Yeah, but, you know, I've been saying it 5 times already. You know, behoove them, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, to call in. usually people aren't that that shy. But yeah, I got my chat room back, Tammy. So let's talk about bed fishing. What kind of gear are you looking for? What kind of baits should you be using? We did the Shaky Head show last week, I think, where I talked about shaky heads and how they stand up and everything else. I have a video on YouTube, and it's on the Tommy Head Jigs Facebook page, right, where I rig a couple of baits up. Okay, watch that video, okay, and focus on tube for one. The second one would be the fluke, okay? A lot of guys don't throw enough flukes. It drives me insane, all right? Yeah, for betting bass. But, let's see here. So, let's talk about baits real fast. Flukes, grubs, the pesky perches, or the shell crackers from, or even beaver baits. early. Beaver baits work great. I just brain farted on baits. Jigs, drop shots, rattle traps are going to be your mainstays, really. Ways of rigging them, okay? You got all those baits. Literally, all but the rattle trap can be rigged on a shaky head, and that's actually my preferred way of doing it. Everything but the tube. I'm going to rig that a whole different way, and we'll talk about that in a second. No square bill crankbaits, no spinners, and I want to stick it in the bed. I'm not looking to push through the bed. If I'm working the edges of the bed, because the bass is chasing, okay, that's a whole different section of the conversation. If I'm fishing the bed, I want them to hit in the bed, okay? These are the baits I'm using. All but the tube and the jig and the rattle trap are all fished in on a shaky head, okay? And I'm going to use probably three colors. One is going to be a white with silver flake, okay? Pearl, silver flake, something I can see. And especially the jig. We'll talk about secrets on the jig in a second. A full white body, heavy duty mop jig with a lot of tentacles, a lot of body. Okay? With the weed guard snipped off. I don't want any weed guard for this one. Okay? Second color I'm going to use is a watermelon color with the tail dipped in chartreuse. A Senko would be perfect for this. Those watermelon Senkos with the chartreuse tip tails. Perfect. That's going to imitate your bluegill. That's a main bass raider right there. Okay. If you want to use the, a turtle bait, bombshell turtles work great for this. Salamanders work great for this. Lizards. That's not just clear water. That's all water. Those two are your main ones. The third one I'm actually going to use is one that'll fit the lake. We all have that. We all know a lake. Lake Smith here in Virginia Beach. Blue and black. I don't know what it is about that lake, but blue and black is the way to go. Or even black. Just plain motor oil. Just awesome on Lake Smith. You go down to Stumpy Lake in the southern Virginia Beach area. That one is all about the carp colors. So your browns, your oranges, there's just so many carp in that one. You go out to Lake Anna up in central Virginia, Clearwater Lake. You're using all natural colors, pearls, anything like that is all what you're looking for, okay, for those lakes. That's going to be a third color, okay? Now, I mentioned the white jig, and I said that's special. Is I'm going to tip that with a white trailer, pearl trailer, white jig, and the other piece of that puzzle that you're going to want is a laser pointer. You can get them at Care-A-Lot, PetSmart, all has them. The ones that make your cat go nuts, your dog go nuts, that's what you're going to need. Why you're saying, why is that? And we're going to get back to that in 1 second after this short commercial break. Remember, folks, this is the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. Quick break, like I said, I'm keeping you all in suspense. But we have Chip in the house, and we have 321 number. Actually, someone called in, and we're going to take another, going to keep you all in suspense for a second. I'm going to hit this number. There you go, 321. You're live on Low Sodium Show. I think I got that right.
Yo.
Yo, man,
the bearded one.
What's going on in the world of low sodium?
Talking about Bed and Bath and awesome sauce approved, man.
Hey, Mark.
And yeah, man.
We're gonna tell some folks. We're gonna show what happens when you listen to the app. How's that? I got David S. listening to the podcast or listening to the show on the mobile phone. So
okay.
David S., if you're listening, right, send us an email, right, and you got something for him, right?
Yeah, David.
He just posted to the wall on the Kayak Fishing Radio app. So, Jack Angler Adam is too.
We'll say that later.
But you
but David S., guess what, bud? You just won an unfair lures pack, dude, of baits. I'm going to throw in we got some shrimps, we've got some peewee mints. Might even throw in
cool.
an arrowhead for you. See, that's what happens when you listen to the show and you participate. And guess what, Chuck? You just want a Tommy Head jig back too, dude. So, there.
Sweet.
It's like Christmas.
Like Christmas.
just buffing out the cool stuff. And that's all from my sponsors, y'all. You all know him. Tommy Head Jigs, he's in the house. Chuck just sent him a message. And David, send me an email at landingcrew@yahoo.com or message me on Facebook, your address, and I'll get that to your stuff lickety-split. But, Chuck, congratulations on Hobie, by the way. And
thank you, brother.
I know that you're not a big fresh guy, but what's your opinion on fishing bedded bass? Or bedded anything, really.
Well, I like fishing bedded bass, personally. I grew up kind of doing it. It might come as a shock to some of you, but I actually like low-sodium water every now and again. Some of the biggest bass I've ever caught in my life I caught bedding. And, it's fun. It's a fun time of year when they start doing that. I don't know if our bass here are doing it now or not. I've been so out of the loop for so long. I know Tammy's in your chat room there. She's trying to get me back into the freshwater side of things. But, no, there's nothing cooler than floating around in a lake and finding an absolute sow sitting on a big bed, dropping either a lizard or one of my favorite things is always a culprit. Like a six or eight inch culprit in crawdad color, Texas style, and just annoy the living dog turd out of the fish until he finally can't stand it anymore and eats it.
Because you know when you're sitting there and you're just jiggling it or just slightly just shaking it and you're just moving real slow along that bed and they kind of like bump it and they bump. Then you finally see those gills flare and the mud puff. Or the fluff mud kind of goes, and they got it, and you absolutely just hammer them, and the rod doubles over, and that split second little, and you've got them. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And that's huge. But I know guys are losing their mind about why do you have the laser pointer? And it's simple, y'all. We do it to cats, we do it to dogs, we do it to those, that we know that, shiny things, kind of are people with the laser pointer. Same thing with bass. And surprisingly, you drop this in the bed, right? And you just sit there, bring your line tight, and just take the laser pointer and point it onto your lure, onto that jig, and just kind of shake it. Shake the laser pointer so it's kind of making a little noise. Literally, I've had bass that have spooked away from the bed. And we're 10 feet off. I hit him with the laser pointer onto that jig, and they've turned and full bore, nose all the way up to their fins in the mud, eating this jig. Whoa. And it's
I got a funny story about that.
Go ahead, man.
Not a laser pointer per se, but I did a seminar at the Florida Sportsman Boat Show a couple of years back. And when I got done talking or whatever, this guy from this lure company approached me. He's like, hey, man, I want you to check out these lures. I forget what they were called, laser or something or other lures. But there you go. They've got little red like lasers in them or little red LED lights in them or whatever. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, I'll never throw this. Like, I don't see anything.
Right.
Went in the back of the box and kind of stayed there for a while. One night we're out fishing for snook, of all things, in Port Canaveral late at night. It was like 1 a.m. And we come across this one pig just laying in the dock lights. And we couldn't get him to eat nothing. He'd swim away, but he'd come back, swim away, and he'd come back. And I'm throwing these very crystal minnows. I'm throwing Almer wind cheaters. I'm throwing everything at him, and he just wouldn't eat it. I'm like, you know what? Let me try this stupid lure with the laser beam in it. And literally, I pulled it past his face, and he destroyed it. And when I say he destroyed it, he hit it like he had to kill it. Like his only reasoning for hitting it wasn't to eat it. He just wanted to destroy it. To the point to where I got. He bent every hook straight. That's how big he was.
Wow.
It was crazy. But, dude, I got to say it was the laser beam.
Yeah. And those lures were actually created in a partnership with Mike Iaconelli. And Mike and... what's that guy's name? Byron Velvick, out of Orlando or Okeechobee. And those guys actually got together because they were just killing them. Every time they hit a lake in the tournament series where the bass were spawning and they were spawning shallow on flats, they were pulling like, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds off of lakes that used to produce like 12-pound, you know, limits. You know, small bass. And they got together with the company, Laser Lure, and, the crankbaits, they had a jig. I think they actually went out of business because their stuff was like $30 for a crankbait, which really didn't have any great action. It was just that, you know, laser in it. But, yeah, awesome stuff. And, guys, you know, folks, if you're fishing a bed, the reason you're fishing it is because you can see the bed. You can see the fish. Okay? If you can see it, the laser's going to get to it. Period. I mean, that's how it is. So we talked about baits. And this is not the kind of stuff you want to use light line for. Okay? Unless they're, like, super spooky. Like, they've been fished. This is the very tail end of the spawn. And they're, you know, they've been thrown at with everything. And they've been hooked 2 or 3 times. This is when that's when you can downgrade. But we're not talking about downgrading tonight. We're talking about catching hogs, pigs, big old sows, okay? Which means heavy-duty line, heavy-duty rods, you know, reaching down and grabbing them because you're going to pop them kind of thing, all right? We're talking about, really catching a lot of big bass. This is the opportunity right now in Virginia. I'm going to say from Georgia north, Northern Georgia, north to Pennsylvania, west, Kentucky, anywhere right now where you're wearing shorts and a T-shirt and sweating, okay, because of the weather, it's spawn time, period, end point. It's a new moon. They're on the beds, okay? Time to find them. When we come right back, we're going to talk about techniques to find them on the beds and their attitude, best way to put it. How to judge the bass and how to fish it correctly, and some other great tips. And, of course, like I said, we'll be right back. Got to find a there we go. We'll do that. Like I said, we'll be right back in a few seconds to the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. You've heard me talk about Tommy Head jigs the past few weeks now, and if you're not using Tommy Head jigs or you haven't bought any, you're really limiting yourself, really just just killing your chances of catching big fish. From saltwater to freshwater, Tommy head jigs can fully cover the gambit with really strong mustad hooks, a great painted job on the lead heads, and you'll never have a closed eye. Tommy head jigs are truly out there. So for more information, check out TommyHeadJigs.com. Like them on Facebook at Tommy Head Jigs, and get you some. Period. There you go. All right. This one's for Chuck, Kappa Webbs, and Mike Ortego. I can't say it enough. I have four things of Tackle Webbs now. I have two in my car, one in my wife's car, and one in my kayak at all times. From carrying everything from kids' toys to paperwork to holding extra lures, scents, whatever, Tackle Webbs is a great way to keep your deck clean and keeping everything where you need it. So for more information, check out TackleWebs.com and get your fish on with Tackle Webbs. All right, folks, welcome back to Low Sucking Show. I really got to start thinking ahead for my sound bites. Welcome back, like I said. Now, we're going to get into, you're on the kayak, you're on your boat, whatever, and you're searching the water, you're searching those shallows. How, and I get people asking me all the time, how do you find the fish first? And this is how you're going to want to go about it. If you don't own a push pole, or you don't have one, you don't have anything, you're wrong. This is not the time to be paddling your boat, okay? The best bed fisherman, Tommy Biffle, Denny Brower when he was fishing pettively, Edwin Evers, Squirrel Man, Jeff Creek, KVD, Gerald Swindell, all these guys use push poles when they're fishing the beds. They're going in as silent as possible, okay, and making decently long casts. We're talking up 20 feet, 20, 30, 40 feet, okay, at these fish. And how you break down the water and where you start is key, okay? Like I said in the beginning of the show, bass bedding love wood. But they will not bed in mud. They won't, okay? If you're on a lake that is just muddy all around, okay, but there's a flat, there's a 50-square yard flat of sand, that's where they're going to be. Sand isn't silty. It's just where they're going to be, okay? That's where you start. If you find wood and you find sand, that's it. If you have lily pad stems right now, they should just start coming up. You start seeing the pads start popping up. Lilies don't grow in mud. They grow in sand. Cypress don't grow in mud. They grow in sand. Those are key identifiers of where you're going to go. Spruce will not grow in mud. Again, that's a sandy bottom. That's a gravelly bottom. Now, we're not talking like, you know, three-quarter crush rock here. We're talking that real heavily small rock. They'll bed in that too, because it's also got, you know, a little sand sediment that they can get in there. those are keys, okay? If I'm looking at the bank and I see cypress trees and lily pads, okay, I'm going to start there. That's three main things. So I know there's going to be wood from the cypress trees, from limbs falling down, cypress knees. I know there's going to be sand there. I know the lily pads are there. They'll bed around the stems, okay, little holes in the pad bottoms, okay? That's where I'm going to start. I'm going to get up close. I'm going to stand up. If you can't stand up, it's going to be really difficult for y'all to fish them, okay? You need that angle to see what's going on, especially for how I do it. And this is, I've taught several people how to do this, and it's really, really critical, okay? You want good polarized sunglasses, RCI, Costa, Maui Jim. Any of the major companies make really good polarized sunglasses. You're going to want them in amber. Amber is the inshore color, okay? It's going to help you break through that muddy coloration that's already in there. You, what you're looking for is shadow. Okay, you're not necessarily going to see the bed itself 9 times out of 10, but you'll see the shadow of the fish. And that's where you're going to want to start. When you can see the bottom, okay, from that point, from where you can see the bottom, that's the edge. That's your outer edge, okay? Don't look any deeper. Don't look any shallower. Start there and just scan. You'll see them. You'll all of a sudden see a movement. That's your bass. Now you've keyed up on them, okay? This is where practice in the yard. Look, have your neighbors looking at you weird all throughout the winter and start now. I'm practicing. Flipping is key. Don't try to, or pitching, I should say. Flipping is great when you're on top of them. We're talking making a nice long pitch, keeping a nice and low angle on the water, and just not creating a huge splash. You just want it to just go, boop, just kind of just drop in there. We've all done it. That real light, you know, we're barely making, you know, if it was a high diver in the Olympics, he'd be getting a tan, okay, on his dive because he made no splash. Drop it in there, and never at the bed, but past the bed, okay? You want to get it past that spot and bring it into the bed, all right? That's when you make your cast. Before you do that, though, watch the bass. If he's chasing a bunch of stuff and you're not in the tournament, leave him alone, okay? Why do I say that? That bass is literally chasing off everything he can. He's super aggressive. He's super stressed out. He's really trying to keep that bed alive. Okay? If you're just doing it recreationally, you're not trying to catch a check, leave it alone. Okay? If you catch him in the you know, 30 seconds, you're going to catch him, put him in the boat, take your picture, and drop him back in, that bed's going to be tore up from bluegill, shiners, whatever. Okay? But if that bass is sitting there, nice and alone, kind of chilling, kind of slowly patrolling the area, but coming back to that spot, that's where you're going to want to go. Take the 5 minutes and watch the bass. He'll tell you exactly where he's going. He'll leave, and he'll come right back. Leave and come back. Leave and come back. Because he's patrolling that little spot, making sure there's nothing in there that's going to hurt that bed, okay? So if you finally found your bass, you're going to key on him, make that pitch, drop some water, you bring it into the bed. Get it inside the bed and don't do anything else. Just watch it. Don't watch the bass. Don't look at the birds. Don't do anything else. Watch that. This is where a white bait is key because you can see white. Okay? We're not talking about dropping 30 feet here unless you're in a super clear lake. Okay? And then you're fishing for smallmouth. Smallmouth betting like 20, 30 feet. Okay? But you're going to key in on that bait. All right? You're going to see that bass come up to it. He's going to look at it. Just barely start shaking it. And literally, you're going to want to do like a Muhammad Ali, Lord, I apologize for this, but, you know, just kind of just barely shaking it, okay? Shake that rod tip, taut line, and just shake. What that's going to do is start quivering. All fish, minnows, shad, bluegill, whatever, before they take off, okay, in the sprint to get away from something, they just kind of quiver for a second. All right, that's going to key the bass. If you shake it and then stop, kind of put a little bit of, I mean, literally just a little bow on your line, that stopping motion of that bait just kind of just all of a sudden relaxing is going to put the bass in a peed off mood. And literally, he's going to be about four to six inches away. All right, now you're going to want to watch that bass. The moment you see his mouth open and his gills start to flare, you need to be getting ready. That bait starts to lift off the bottom, you're already setting the hook, okay? He's not eating it. Here's another misconception. Oh, that bass is going to eat that bait. He's not eating it. Literally, he's going to stuck it in his mouth and blow it out as fast as it went in. Getting off my bed, okay? As soon as you see that happen, pop them. This is why it is super important not to put your hooks weedless. Leave them open, okay? I cannot say it enough. More guys lose bass, lose baits, snap them off, scare them off, destroy the bed, whatever. I think they're going to get a second and hit them. Literally. I see those gills flare. I see that mouth open. I'm already in the movement of catching that little slack I already have. catch them up to it, and pile driving them, okay? Super strong hooks are key. Flipping hooks are great for this. Mustad makes a great one. There are several great companies out there that have really good heavy-duty hooks, okay? Line doesn't really matter, all right? If you do use braid all the way down to the hook point, please use a Sharpie, darken it up, all right? You know, don't be afraid to, you know, hammer them, all right? You get them in, take a picture, send them back, okay? Do this for every last one of them, and you'll be golden. Those, the easy ones are the ones you can see. They're in the shallows, you're like, oh, there he is. You know, you can see him 50 feet away. But those ones that are on that transition of where you can see the bottom, you can see the fish, and where you can't, are the ones you're going to want to catch. They're less pressured, okay? They don't see a lot of baits, unless it's someone just kind of blind casting and don't know what they're doing, all right? Most times they won't hit it.
Okay,
I'm gonna
take
a step back. What's up?
I said break.
Break? You want me to give a break? All right.
Yeah, well, take a second, because... David S. is listening still, but we also got a few more folks that showed up and were listening.
Okay.
So there's, who's this? I'm trying to find out who this other one is here. There's Greg. I don't know who Greg is. Hold on, Greg. Greg in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay.
Is listening on the app. You got some jig heads for him?
I got some jig heads for him. Greg,
okay,
message
Mending Crew
Tommy
at
Head.
BadFishRadio.com, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Message me and I'll get you those Tommy Head jigs. Congratulations. Let's see,
and how about you got another one? I got two more people on the app that I can see.
Well, let me give away something here to the people in the chat room. And
okay.
Let's see here. Let's go with. I got to give it to someone who's always been on the show. Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, send me your info, buddy. You just won a Bull Bay Rods shirt, performance shirt. It's the. Skeleton redfish. There you go, man. Simple as that. So, there you go. We're going to kick that off with a break.
Okay.
So, folks, we'll be right back on the Low Sodium Show. We'll be on the track. Jackson Kayaks, y'all. You hear me talking about them all the time, okay? And Chuck, for a long time there, was a Jackson Head, and he's unfortunately with Hobie now. But Jackson Kayaks, American-made, made in Sparta, Tennessee. You can never go wrong with them. You know, first ones to come out with a true high-low seating. You know, rod tip covers, built by fishermen, for fishermen. Check out your local dealer. We'll go to Jackson Kayaks. .com. Check out the boats, man. Live the dream, Jackson Kayak. Got one more. We'll leave that one to the very end. This is what I know it sounds like on Fishing Florida Radio. And speaking of Fishing Florida Radio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mike Ortego's in the house, in the chat room. What's going on, man? Tackle Webs. Man, myth, and legend. What's going on, buddy? Fishing Florida Radio, every Saturday morning from 6 to 9. You can listen to them online at... shoot. Help me out there, Chuck.
740thegame.com.
There you go. I thought that was right. Yeah, check them out, 740thegame.com. You can listen to them online. You listen to them every Saturday up here in Virginia. Can't get any better than that. Again, that's every Saturday morning from 6 to 9. Listen to Captain Mike Ortego, Mr. Steve Chapman, and Boo 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 Joe. Only on 740thegame.com or the website fishingfloridaradio.com. All right. I know I've got a cool sound bite. Hang on. You can hear this at the end anyway. Too bad.
She was 21, looking fine. She got a run into this part of
Welcome back to the Pacific High Fishing Radio Network and the Low Sodium Show. Again, I'm your host, Mark Lanica Wheeler. And, we're talking about betting bass. Gave away some cool stuff. Awesome sauce approved for everyone. We have a full house in here. I haven't said hello to anyone in the chat room yet, but I will right now. Mr. Chris Johnson, Fisherwoman, is in the house as well. Guest, Hammerhead Greg Chris. Current winner of the Bull Bay Rods Performance Shirt. Miss Irish Jean McElroy, Kayak Mo, Mr. Mark Lozier, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mike Ortego, Simplified Devil Dog, Scuba Stan, SMJ190, Tambo McFly. What's going on, lady? Mr. Tim Moyers is in the house. Tommy Head Jigs, Miss Chris Lozier, Yak Angler Adam, with his buddy Yak Sushi, who did decide to show up tonight. And, of course, Mr. Yak Fisher Don. What's going on, man? All right. So, saying hello there, Kayak Mo. I lost what we were talking about. Nuts. Oh. Okay. You're fishing, okay, and you're fishing a tournament. Like I said before, a paycheck is more important than a bass. I hate to... You know, I know guys are going, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, man. There's a bass, and you got to keep them. Listen, okay, bass have been caught in tournaments, professional tournaments, on Guntersville, on big lakes that are thriving, okay, for almost 50 years now. So I really don't think that, you know, pressuring them, you know, in your small lake is really going to hurt the population. But it's a whole different thing. Now, you're fishing a tournament, you pull up, and you see that bass. He's losing his mind. He's really aggressive, okay? You don't have to fish the bait. This is when you could throw spinners there at him. This is when you could throw crankbaits. This is when you could throw those reaction baits, okay? And you literally cast them out, bring them in, scream them first couple of times. Scream it through there so he gets going. Put it right over top of the bed. If he doesn't hit it once or twice, then come back, scream it. Then once you get over top of where he's protecting, kill it. Just open up the bail, drop the red tip, whatever, just drop it right on the bed. And I guarantee you, this is going to be one of those moments where that bass is going to turn around, come screaming in, and try to do it. Okay? Literally, that's the way your rod tip's going to feel. All right, and you're done. You got him, okay? This is where reading that bass is so critical. Because if you go up to the next bass and he's sitting on the bed and you throw a bunch of baits like that, he's just going to look at it like, oh, there it goes. There it goes. You drop it in the bed and he's going to look at it. And, he's like, and then he's going to turn towards you and give you the finger and tell you to go screw yourself, okay? Because he's just not going to do it, all right? Those are the bass, again. You're going to want to put it in the bed and just... Take, just piss them off, man. Shake it, drag it through there. If you drag it through and he doesn't touch it, go 2 or 3 inches to the right with the next cast. Okay, he doesn't touch it, 2 or 3 inches, and watch his reaction. If you're dragging it through there, all of a sudden he turns, that's where those eggs are. Okay, they'll have a 5-foot hole. Okay? They'll have a big spot. And that big spot, maybe 6 inches is where those eggs are. So if it's on the edge or it's not right on it, a lot of times you'll find them, they just won't hit it, okay? Put it right on those eggs, and he's going to hit it. He's going to suck it and blow it. Suck and blow, okay? Sounds like a dirty movie, but it's what they do, okay? Now, with that being said, if you put it on that spot and he sees it and he nudges it, you'll see it sometimes. They'll come up and they'll actually nudge it away. You know that he knows. Because especially these older bass, they know, that's not what I'm going to eat. I've been caught by that color before, or that style. This is why I said, those three colors. turn right around, grab the next color, drop it right in. Okay? Put it right in that spot. Because now you know where he's at. You know where he's going to get ticked off at. This is where practice in the yard. If you can only pitch 10 yards, that's and you're accurate, as far as you want to go, or 10 feet or whatever. Okay? If you have the ability to pitch it 50 feet and be accurate every time, then you're gold. Then you're a god. You're me. But that's how you're going to want to do it, okay? Drop it in there on that same spot. If he nudges it again, another color, boom. If he nudges it again, okay, here's where you're going to change up his whole thought process and change everyone's thought process. I mentioned a rattle trap, okay? What you're going to do, remove the back hook on a rattle trap, okay? Remove the back hook. That's your new line tie spot. You're going to give that whole bait a different look, a different feel. The main reason is the rattle trap's face, the eyes, which are key, hence the, I would say, Strike King, so they have actual eyes on them that kind of glisten, which is where they're going to hit. That head's going to be facing down. Okay? Pitch that out there. Let it hit. It's coming down. Just give the rod tip a little shake or a pop. Nothing huge, because if you do it, it's not meant to be pulled this way. Okay? It's going to make it roll. You don't want it to roll. You just want it to pop it and just let it sink. When it hits that spot, raise your rod tip up. Okay? And just kind of give the rod tip literally like a half-inch pop. Get those rattles to start shaking. That's going to imitate that bluegill, shad, goby, whatever, sitting there, flaring his gills, and that clacking sound that they'll make, all right, when they're feeding. That'll turn the bass around, and he will hammer it, okay? Pesky Purchase, Shell Crackers from Strike King, Pesky Purchase from Bass Pro. Again, if you throw that bait and he keeps nudging it, throw a rattle inside there. All right, make sure it's riding with the tail up, head in the sand. Okay, toes in the water, head in the clouds. Okay, that's kind of, or head in the sand, fins in the clouds. There you go. That's even better. Okay, that's key. Put it right in there, and then with that rattle in there, give it a shake. This is really, I tell people not to overthink bass fishing. This is where you almost want to overthink it a little bit, okay? And this will do you good. You'll catch a lot of fish. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the pig of the week and parting talk. Remember, folks, if you have any questions, throw them up on the chat room. I'm sorry if I haven't seen your things. I've been talking. But during the next break, we will hit up all your questions. Again, this is the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
You hear that sound, you know what time it is. What it's time for. Pig of the week. Love it. Absolutely awesome sauce. And the pick of the week goes to our very own Miss Tammy Wilson. You know her in there as, I just forgot your name. Tambo McFly. She's the only one who posted up a picture of a bass on the invite section there. Looks like a 2.5, maybe 3-pounder. Congratulations, Miss Tammy. We'll get you some unfair lures. How about that? Unfair lure pack, just for you. Throw some stick baits and some other stuff for you. So congratulations, Miss Tammy, on catching the really nice bass. Congratulations there, huh? All right. Well, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. And I know people are loving the pig sounds. Big old sloth, boss pig. I saw some questions here for... Yeah, man.
Let me say hi to some of the folks that are on the app. So we got a bunch. So we got Bearded One, which, yeah, we got Shallow Fly Walt. We got Larry E. Got Greg. Got Trey L. Trey L says cypress trees that are about 5 to 6 feet apart hold good beds. Like your tips. David S. Why can't I? That's it. Y-C-A-N-T-I. Why can't I? I'm a little slow, but I'll catch up. Don P. So we got a bunch of folks listening on the app tonight. Thanks. And Greg there from Melbourne. He's a buddy of Chuck's, I guess. And
awesome.
Who was the other one there? So they should send you an email, right? LandingCrew@kayakfishingradio.com. There you go.
Yep. Send me an email there. Send me a message on Facebook at Mark Landing Crew Wheeler. You'll find me there. Become my friend. I want to be your friend. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell the little kids next door to like me on Facebook, like Kayak Fishing Radio. And, man. And, I almost forgot. Kayak Fishing Boondoggle, y'all. Facebook page. Go in there and like it. You wanted yesterday, 25 likes? We already have something like 120. So definitely, y'all, if you want more information on the Boondoggle, stay up on current events, or see what happened in the last Boondoggles or previous Boondoggles, go to Kayak Fishing Boondoggle, all one word, Kayak Fishing Boondoggle, okay, all one word, on Facebook, like us, okay? Keep up on current events. Tune in tomorrow night to Chip Show to hear about where the next Boondoggle is going to be, where it's going to, or when it's going to be, and for all the
that's out there. We're going to confirm
the
location of the picture leaked earlier this week.
Could we confirm or deny?
There's been a bunch of folks out there running their logarithms and their special spy rings and all that to try to decode the location. But
my decoder ring wasn't working for me.
You got a 770 coming up on the air here.
All right. Let's find out who that is.
I think that might be Tommy. I'm not sure.
Air code 770. You are live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
This is Tommy.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Man, I cannot get no sound at all, so I figured, hey, I'll just call in and listen on the phone.
There you go, man. Absolute pleasure, man, having you on. Can I thank you enough for everything you're doing for the Low Sodium Show and for me as well? I know people are loving your jig heads. From winning a pack or two from the show or buying them from the website or from your local tackle shop. Remember, folks, if you don't have Tommy Head jigs at your local tackle shop, demand it and have them contact Tommy through the website, TommyHeadJigs.com. All right. Thanks, man.
Let me ask you this. Who's the winners tonight?
Who's won them?
Who are the winners?
Who won some Tommy Head jigs? I didn't write them down.
check your email, man. Let's see.
Right,
we got. Hold on. Let's see. We got Greg from Melbourne, Florida. I think David S., you sent him some unfair lures. But there's another guy there, the bearded one, who could probably use some Tommy Head jigs. Also known as Fish Runner on his profile there, from Williamsburg. Says he's brand new to fishing and kayaking. He's got a Trident 13.
Okay.
Nice. Chickahominy River to Elizabeth River. Welcome aboard, bearded one, Fish Runner, Williamsburg.
Okay, then.
So, they got to send you an email with so they can get in touch with it, right?
Yep, I got one from David S. I've got one from. Can't see it. from someone else. I think that was. Yeah, I think it. Oh, Chuck. Chuck won a thing of Tommy Head jigs, and.
Yeah.
David Saunders won the unfairs.
Okay.
Greg won the shirt.
So the bearded one there, Fish Runner from Williamsburg, said he works with maps and imagery all day, every day, and he still couldn't find the Boondoggle location. He says fail. All right. So we watch the app. I got to figure out a way to bring the app up online so that we can watch it. And unfortunately, and I know some folks who use the app, and we wish that we could tie together the chat room and the app, but it's two different providers. So until we figure out how to put together something and link them all up, but you can use the wall, and then there's also a new function on the app called Shout. So you can do a shout, and it'll post to Twitter or Facebook. So you can plug in something there. It's just like a Twitter feed that's on there. And also videos. So if folks have videos that they want me to put into the Kayak Fishing Radio favorites, and they'll show up on the Kayak Fishing Radio app. So
cool.
Cool, huh? Yeah.
Dave, send me a message. Did you get the unfair of the Tommy Heads? Let me know on Facebook so I can see what's going on there. Tammy won some unfairs. Chuck won some Tommy Heads. Greg won a shirt. David, I think, won either unfair or Tommy. We'll find out. Learn as you go along, man. That's what it's all about. So, that being said, y'all, I really hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you learned something. Please go to all of my sponsors, Orca Coolers, like them. If you haven't liked Orca Coolers, like them. Let them know that I sent you, Mark Wheeler, Lanny Coo Wheeler, whatever. And that goes for all of mine. Orca Coolers, Unfair Lures. Y'all, have I done a break yet for Unfair Lures? I haven't done a break for Unfair Lures. Here you go, quick little break for Unfair Lures. Y'all, I cannot say enough about these hard baits, man. And I'm telling you, they will outfish mirror lures, sabils, and the rest, and they won't break the bank either. Okay? The action is unbelievable on those arrowheads, the Dinkum's mullet, the rip and slash. Rip and slash for bass, absolutely killer. And we are coming out with some shad bluegill colors. So get ready for them. They're going to go, oh my God. Oh, you're just talking about them. Just losing my mind. All right. Absolutely some great baits. So definitely check them out at unfairlures.com. Let them know I sent you. And, Jackson Kayaks, Tommy Head Jigs, huge supporter of the Low Sodium Show. Cannot thank you enough, Tommy. And Bull Bay Rod. Best out there, man. What can I say? You need to do a bluegill show. I can definitely do a bluegill show there, Miss Chris Lozier. And speaking of Chris Lozier and Mark Lozier, their show is every Tuesday night, the Double L Show, talking about all things fishing, kayaking, wherever you want to do, they'll talk about it. Great show every Tuesday night on Kayak Fishing Radio. All right. I see people are dropping out. So with that being said, like I said, my personal sponsors, Orca Coolers, Unfair Lures, Jackson Kayak, Tommy Head Jigs, Bull Bay Rods. No one has any questions, concerns, gripes, complaints. Remember, tune in tomorrow night for the Boondoggle Unveiling Show. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. I think everyone that showed up tonight, can I thank you all enough for showing up? It really means a lot to all of us, all the hosts. So with that being said, we're going to go out tonight with a little bit of Kayak Girl. Thank you, Chip, for finding that. She was 21, looking fine. With that being said, good night, everybody. Always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing and get your fish on. Good night, everybody. Signing off from the Low Sodium Show. Good night, y'all. Problematic paddler, paddle pass. Hard and while she rocks my boat, I'm just trying to stay afloat. Paddle hard, paddle fast. Problematic paddler, paddle pass. Hard and while she rocks my world, forever she will be my kayak girl. Everybody.